up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, here we go. Time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show back for another week. Is it hot enough for you? Yowzers. Man, I don't know where you are, but you know, up here in northern Minnesota, it's supposed to be so cold all the time. Yeah, well, it's 92 in the studio right now, so hey, you need to adapt. Man, oh man, some places are hot beyond belief, so I hope you find a puddle to sit in or something. Try to keep you cool out there. Anyway, maybe you want to take it easy with the dancing, unless you got a good air conditioning situation going. I'm not sure. I take no responsibility for anybody who dances too hard listening to the show this week, all right? Let's get things rolling. You know, you'd cool off if you were by the sea, wouldn't you? By the sea, that's what I have right here. Georgie Cook and his orchestra.
By the sea, by the sea, by the beautiful sea, you and I, oh how happy we'll be. When each wave comes a-rolling in, we will duck or swim, and we'll float and fool around the water, over and under, and then up for air. Pie is rich, my is rich, so now what do we care? I love to be beside your side, beside the seaside, by the beautiful sea.
Georgie Cook and the orchestra gets us rolling on this week's edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, back for another week. Even though it's a little warm out there, you know, we'll remember this day when it's 30 below in the middle of January. We'll be like, man, I wish it was 100 again. probably not. Probably not. All right, now this next record, I played this record a million times, and I never looked up what it means. It's in Polish, but they sing most of the song in English. And it's the Laleczka Polka. And obviously, they're singing about a girl who is trouble. So I looked it up in my Polish to English dictionary, also known as the Internet. I bet that really, the Internet has really slowed down the purchase of language translation paper dictionary book things, haven't they? According to this, Laleczka can mean sweetheart, cutie pie, or doll face, or dolly. And any one of those fits absolutely perfectly in the lyrics of this song. Here's the soundabouts.
As pretty as can be,
and we call her Lalechka. She's always in a fight, she keeps us up all night, but we call her Lalechka. She's always in a fight, she keeps us up all night, still we call her Lalechka. And we call her Lalechka. She argues day and night, she thinks she's always right, but we call her Lalechka. She argues day and night, she thinks she's always right, but we call her Lalechka. As can be, and we call her Lalechka. She's always in a fight, she keeps us up all night, but we call her Lalechka. She's always in a fight, she keeps us up all night, still we call her Lalechka.
There you have it, the Soundabouts here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Every week we meet right here, same place, same spot, whether you're listening on a smart speaker, yeah, that's a thing, or your phone, or your iPad, or your smart whatever gizmo, your computer, your radio. Radio, I don't care, it's still the easiest way to listen to stuff, man. You just turn it on and there it is. You don't need all that fancy stuff. But anyway, this happens every week. Glad you're along for another round of great old-time music here on the show. There's a nice old scratchy record. Plays pretty nice, though. Gil Steele's Concertina Band. It's the Doghouse Polka. We'll be right back. All right, man, that's a quick record. You look at it, and there are not many grooves on that one. Gil Steele's Concertina Band here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. How you doing out there? Before we get to the next record, I got the Dinah Dukes coming up. That's the sound of me slapping the record on my other hand. Why am I doing that? I'm shaking the dust off of it. That's what it is. Hey, let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum, shall we? Superior, Wisconsin is the place. 1,400 accordions is kind of the main attraction there, I think. I mean, that number varies. You know how it is. But man, oh man, they got the stuff. You want to see a lot of beautiful instruments, that is a good place to start right there. And of course, they have activities and events and things going on, educational stuff. They got research library with a pile of information that would blow your mind, as the kids say. And even us old people say it, I think, because I just said it. Anyway, check them out. They're online, worldofaccordions.org. Costs you nothing to look at the website. Doesn't cost you much to go into the museum either, for that matter. But you got to get to Superior, Wisconsin. They're right there on Belknap Street. Plenty of parking around that area, too. So check them out. You'll be impressed. Maybe make it a vacation destination. There's still plenty of summertime left, at least through August yet. So you got time. Maybe you're right in the area and you've never been over there. Maybe you didn't even know there was an accordion museum within a day's drive if you're in the area here. So check it out, okay? Worldofaccordions.org is where they're at on the internet. Superior, Wisconsin is where they're at in real life. Because the internet is pretend life, right? All right. Back to work on the Yumpa Hour. Here's the Dinah Dukes. It's the Try It, You'll Like It polka.
It used to be on Saturdays I'd stay home alone. There was no one there to talk to, and no one I could phone. And then one day a friend came by and got me out of bed. He was going to a polka dance, and this is what he said.
Try it, you'll like it. Try it, you'll like it. So I tried it and I liked it, now I play them every day. Try it, you'll like it. Try it, you'll like it. Try it, you'll like it, the polka's here to stay.
I have friends who have a band and they play rock and roll. I told them about polkas and they said it had no soul. I asked them if they ever gave polka music a try. They said no, so I looked at them and gave them this reply.
Try it, you'll like it. Try it, you'll like it. So they tried it and they liked it, now they play them every day. Try it, you'll like it. Try it, you'll like it. Try it, you'll like it. The polka's here to stay.
One time I saw some dancers dancing to a shuffle beat. The rumba and the cha-cha, they could really move their feet. I asked them if they ever went to a polka dance. They said no, so then I said, give the dance a chance.
Try it, you'll like it. Try it, you'll like it. So they tried it and they liked it, now they dance it every day. Try it, you'll like it. Try it, you'll like it. Try it, you'll like it. The polka's here to stay.
My friends out there in music land, don't condemn what you haven't tried. Come out to a polka dance, don't stay away and hide. The polka is the coming thing, so try it if you will. The happy sound of polkas will give you quite a thrill.
Try it, you'll like it. Try it, you'll like it. If you try it, you might like it, then you'll play them every day. Try it, you'll like it. Try it, you'll like it. Try it, you'll like it. The polka's here to stay.
Uh-huh, try it. You'll like it, darn it. There's the Dinah Dukes here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. How are things going out there? Hey, I don't always... I don't always think to say this, but I'm going to now. If you want to make a request or a dedication, question, comment, whatever the situation might be, there are many ways to contact Oompa Hour World Headquarters. If you have a phone, whether it's an old dial phone screwed into the wall, or you got the latest Smarty Pants phone, you can either call and leave a voice message or send a text to area code 218-259-2985. All right, 218-259-2985. Simple. That doesn't work for you. You can email oompahour@aol.com. That's oompahour, all one word, small letters, oompahour@aol.com. Or there's always Mr. Facebook lurking out there, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And you can message there, just post on the wall or whatever it is people do. All those ways. My daughter keeps saying, well, you need to get Instagram and Twitter and TikTok. And I'm like, no, really, I don't. I have a hard enough time getting along with Facebook. And now I see in the news that Elon has changed Twitter to X. That's a new brand name now instead of being Twitter. He got rid of the bird and he changed it to X. I think he's made it the program. It's a new thing now for people who don't know how to spell. They can't even sign their name. They just have X. So you can be completely illiterate now and use X instead of having to tweet. I don't know. It seems ridiculous to me, but I'm clearly no marketing expert. I'm sitting here in northern Minnesota playing polkas on the radio. What do I know? Let's do Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. Every one of you out there knows this song. Even if you never listened to the show, you don't like polka music, and you found this by accident, and you're listening because you can't believe that such a program exists, you know this song.
Just because you think you're so pretty, just because you think you're so hot, just because you think you've got something that nobody else has got, you cause me to spend all my money, you laugh and call me old Santa Claus. I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you, just because
some sort to give me so disillusioned. Some said to give me 60 siroja. Some said to give me 60 muslenki. Bela druga punca nema. Ti studil sam ju za pravo moje darje. Sam rekla sam ju star mi klav. I jesam te povedu srček, jesam tebe fini. Sam za tu, sam za tu. Duzi bella bella,
bella.
Giusto per causa duzi il passione,
il passione.
Giusto per causa duzi una disgraziata, and nobody else she's a gatta.
Di smerdil sem je za pravo moje dnarje, sirija klas sem je star mi klas. I jesbom te povedu srček, jesbom tebe fini, sam za tu, sam za tu.
There you have it. what I told you. Every one of you knew that record. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks there. Just because. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour. That's why I played it. Just because. Because everybody knows that one. Every now and then you do have to stick to the standards, you know. Let's do Cousin Fuzzy. Haven't played a Cousin Fuzzy record in quite some time. Now, often it's Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins. This time, it's Cousin Fuzzy and the Doughboys. It's the Frisky Polka. There you go. There's Cousin Fuzzy right there with the Doughboys. That's the Frisky Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. How you doing this week, man? We're just cooking right into the month August already. And I realize that it's, what, 5 months till Christmas now or something? Is that right? That is insanity, man. That means it's not going to be long. I'm going to be shoveling. And for some reason, thinking about that does not make me feel any cooler here in my 92-degree studio this week. Oh, well, Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers, and it says right here on the record label, they are Midwest Polka Champions. Now, how do you get that? Do you have, like, a wrestling match? Do you play ping pong? I mean, how is that possibly quantified? I mean, you just listen to them play, and then people decide that was the best one. Because I think that would be, that's very subjective, don't you think? I don't know. I'd like to see them in a marbles tournament or something, or a fishing tournament, since they're polka poppers, right? Isn't that named after a fishing lure? I always think because Kenny Bass is a fish, and bass, there's poppers they use for catching bass. I've talked far too much. Let's just play the Ranch House Polka. We'll be right back. There you have it, Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I got to get all the regular usual stuff organized here. I believe I have a waltz picked out, so I'm good there. And I actually have our shellac record. I have our genuine 78. Everything sounds great when it's on a 78. Coming up, I'm going to play the other side of last week's 78 because I didn't put it away. So I might as well just play the other side, right? Got to stay on top of things around here. How about the Rough House Polka? Don't believe I've given this one a spin for a while. I was going to say I haven't spun this one for a while. Is that proper English? I don't know. But here are the Casinos on Tim Zumpa Hour. Right, there you go, the Rough House Polka. There's the Casinos here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Hope it's not too hot where you're at, hot where I'm at. It's 92 here in the studio. I think it's like 87 outside, so I don't know what the deal is. I think the sun's on this side of the building. That's the problem. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just glad the people next door don't have their dogs out in the back parking lot. They were just woofing like crazy yesterday. I thought, man, if I try to do the polka show and those dogs are out there, we're going to have to find polkas and broadcast them down to those dogs, see if they can get them to dance down there or something. I don't know. Got our 78 of the week coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Before we do that, let's do a Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys. It's the Rosie from Jersey Polka. There you go, Lil Wally and those Harmony Boys, Rosie from Joise. That's how you say it if you're from Joise. If you say it like that when you're from Minnesota, they just think you're an idiot. So I'm not going to do that. You ready for our 78 of the week? Everything sounds great when it's on a 78, assuming you put in the right kind of needle and stuff, because otherwise they sound pretty terrible. I got the BG Polka Band. We played the other side of this last week. I think it was last week. They had the WPA Polka on the other side. I'm flipping it over for this week because it's too darn hot to go looking through that stack of 78s down there under the counter. So let's just play this one. It's a good one, though. Here's the BG Polka Band. It's the Tombstone Polka. Yo, I was just watching that spin around. Those 78s going a pretty good clip. I like that record. All different sound effects and stuff in there. Tombstone Polka. I got to remember that one for Halloween time. That's not going to be that far away, man. There's the BG Polka Band. That's on the Conqueror record label. Nice 78. I should have tried to look up the year because I like that song. And Conqueror, who recorded? Gene Autry, I think, recorded on Conqueror back in the 40s, too. Anyway, there you go. Let's go to Dave Schwanda and the Sheratons. Haven't heard this one in a while. Here's the Inside Outside Polka. We'll be right back. Dave Shawanda, the Sheratons. It's the Inside Outside Polka. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Along for the ride, are ya? Hope you're having a good time listening to the show this week. And remember, you can hear it right here in this same place again next week across the country. I keep hoping we get a Canadian station pick up the show so I can say it's international, but hasn't happened yet, even though I do dig out plenty of Canadian old-time records for the show. But darn it anyway, just can't seem to break out of the good old U.S. of A. We always do a waltz in every show. Probably a good time to get that in here. I have Polka Spirit. It's one we all know. Here's the Blue Skirt Waltz.
I wandered alone one night till I heard an orchestra play. I met you where lights were bright and people were carefree and gay. You were the beautiful lady in blue. I was in heaven just waltzing with you. You thrilled me with strange delight, then softly you stole away. I dream of that night with you, lady, when first we met. We danced in a world of blue. How can my heart forget? Blue were the skies and blue were your eyes, just like the blue skirt you wore. Come back, blue lady, come back. Don't be blue
Polka Spirit. You done waltzing out there? Okay, yeah, you can put the coffee table back, and I know you had to scooch it out of the way there, and what else? I don't know, maybe you messed up the kitchen, because kitchen probably got the best dance floor in it. Living room's probably carpeted, that's not good. Anyway, you ready for Fritz Bechtel and his Jolly Ramblers? Haven't given this one a spin for a while. The Wingert sisters are providing the vocal stylings. Johnny apparently has a girlfriend.
Home from school.
Johnny's got a girlfriend.
Fritz Bechtel there and his Jolly Ramblers, and Johnny's Got a Girlfriend. If I sound distracted, it's because I'm trying to figure out. Every time I try to type Deutschmeisters, I have trouble. Deutschmeister. That is correct. And spell check, of course, always tells me I'm wrong. And then I get the record and I double check, because that's one of those things that, you know, it takes you a while to learn how to type it. You know how to spell it, but your fingers don't want you to type it, because it's not a pattern that you've ever typed before. S-H-O-T-T. Oh, wait a minute. There's trouble right there. I'm going to play everybody shottish, you know. S-C-H-O-T-T. S-C-H-O. See, I got an extra H in there. No wonder the spell check is yelling at me. Jeez, technology. I tell you what, my car is driving me crazy. You know, a car drives you crazy. I mean, it's a couple years old now, but it's got so much technology in it. Man, I'm telling you, I was talking to a guy. We were actually working on a radio station transmitter. I was talking to him on the phone. I had a technical question, and I called him up, and I said, okay, I'm going to run out to my car now and listen on the car radio to see if everything sounds right. Because when you're a transmitter building, you can't really hear the radio because you have a big noisy transmitter going. And I said, I'm going to run out of the car, and I'll bring my phone with, see. So I get to the car, and I punch up the station, and I hear, like, blah, blah, blah of a song, and then it switches to me talking to him on the phone in my car stereo. And I'm like, dang it. As long as I have you on the phone, my car is going to connect you to my phone. And I couldn't figure out any way to override that sucker so I could listen to the radio while I was talking to him on the phone in the car. It drove me crazy. And then, I don't know if other cars do this. You know, it's hot here. And up on the top of the hill where this transmitter was, it was really hot. So I had left my car running for about 10 minutes. And every time I leave my car, it beeps. It goes, honk, honk. Because it's letting me know that I have left my car and the motor is running, because apparently not enough people notice that, and they're just cars all over the world with the motor running. I don't know. The technology in these cars these days sometimes make me nuts. Just like when you get in the car and you start it up, you want to hear something on the radio, so you're out of the car. Wait a minute, there's a good song coming up. Or wait a minute, I wanted to finish hearing that news story, and you jump into your car and you turn on the key, then you got to wait 30 seconds while the blasted entertainment system boots up. I remember when you just turned the key to accessory in the old Plymouth, and in a half a second, you had music, man. I don't necessarily think all this technology is an improvement. Here's the Deutschmeisters, anyway. Everybody schottisch! And yes, I spelled it all correctly.
Thank you.
That's just teaching my grandson. That's the shave and a haircut, two bits ending on that record. I don't remember what we were playing. Oh, because, okay, I'm going to let out a little secret here. No, I'm not. There's people might find out. Oh, that's my secret knock for a secret purpose, and I was teaching it to my grandson. A shave and a haircut, two bits. Every Spike Jones record ends that way. Can you hear that? I don't know. Anyway, I was not prepared to demonstrate. It suddenly turned very German here. There's Whoopi John and the Pepper Upper Polka. There you go. Little Whoopi John for you, the Pepper Upper Polka. Last week, I wanted to play I Want a Girl by Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra, and I ran out of time, and I'm just about out of time again. I don't know how the time gets away from me like that, but hang on. I'm going to jam it in here next anyway.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, now I'm not sure I got time for this one, but I'm going to sneak it in here anyway. Here's Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra.
Thank you.
go. Lawrence Ducal and his Red Raven Orchestra. I want a girl just like the girl that married dear old dad. That sounds like Oedipus complex to me. What, does he want to marry his mom? Yikes. Hey, the clock says we're out of time. I made it. I fit that last record in here with a little bit to spare. Not a bad deal this week.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zupa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studios in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Sometimes the words are too big. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.